Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to What's Your Excuse, the podcast. My name is Caitlin.
I am Megan.
And this is a podcast where we just tell you about some excuses that people have had, we've had.
Yep. Some excuses that we've heard or we've read.
Yeah, because there's some wild ones out there.
So, should we get started?
Well, let's start this bitch.
What's your excuse? Hello. Again. Like we said before, this is What's Your Excuse? And we're kind of going to go into the details of what initiated the beginning of this podcast and why it took 6 months to get it ready.
Yes.
And then we'll hop right in with some excuses.
Really, I got the idea for this podcast because I wanted to write a coffee table book about people's excuses of getting out of the mile in school.
That's good.
Because this one time I was real poor when I was a kid in the seventh grade. And this was before I was vegetarian. So I was really needing some lunch, and I look over at my friend, and she's got this chicken filet sandwich, and I was like, yo, Emily, I have no food. Please give me a bite of your chicken filet sandwich. And she was like, okay, but you can only have one. One bite. So I said, bet. I'm about to fit this whole chicken sandwich into my mouth. I fit half of it, and I proceeded to take a bite that was half of this chicken sandwich, and very calmly started choking very quickly as well. And I was trying to play it off because choking is kind of
embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing, especially when you're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
You know, you're at the peak of all your awkwardness.
You got so much spit coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. And so I was just trying to act like I was laughing, and I was just sitting there pretending like what my friends were saying was funny while turning purple.
Some poor girl's talking about her dead grandma. I'm like pretending to laugh.
And they're like, Caitlin, not the time. And I'm like, well. But then my body was like, yo, we can't have this anymore. You're going to die. So then I puked right onto this lunch table. And then the teachers made me clean it up because I don't know what kind of school I went to, but apparently it's an asshole school.
The kind with sweatshops.
Yeah. Clean up your child.
It's just a Montessori
clean
school.
Clean up your puke.
Where you do all the work.
Yeah. We learn from it. But anyways, after that, I was supposed to run the mile, and I went to the people, and I was like, yo, can't run this mile because my esophagus is fucked, okay? It's all torn up. I choked on this chicken sandwich. I puked. I really don't feel like running right now. And they were like, okay, cool. So it wasn't more so like an excuse I did on purpose, but it was one that worked. And I did get out of running the mile. And I figured other people would have some crazy-ass excuses for getting out of the mile. But we're not solely focusing on that. We're just going
for... We're not just focusing on the mile.
Yeah, yeah. While that would be fun, it's kind of limiting. So,
I'm pretty sure I just never ran the mile. I just walked it and hoped that I got it done. I think I told you. So, a friend of ours actually told us that he does not know. When I brought up this story, he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. The mile. What is the mile? And I was like, it's the mile that you have to run in order to pass your PE class. And he said,
make you do all this other shit too.
Yeah. And he was like, why do you keep calling it the mile? Like just any mile? And I was like, no, not any mile, you fuck.
You can't run around the lake.
Yeah. I was like, you have to run like 12 laps around the track. It's the mile. And you have to pass it.
Four laps. And
well, no, in my school it was like 12 laps. It was
what
like,
kind of
like,
track you have?
I don't fucking know. It was around a sandbox.
Oh.
So he just was like, no, we didn't have to do that. And that's when I realized, like, oh, he's old. That's right. I had forgotten.
Ancient.
He's, yeah. In 1908, they didn't have to do the mile. It was not a requirement. They just had to live past 16.
Yeah, I was going to say, otherwise they died. They so, got some sort of diphtheria.
Yeah?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
I just work here.
I mean, I can tell you that I can almost guarantee I used my period constantly to get out of anything athletic related.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I went to a Camp Gladiator. Like, you know, they do those $6 for a month signups every once in a while. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. This is a good idea. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to go. And then I went once. And the girl was basically just like, so do like 500 squats. And I get to like
two,
three, probably. Yeah. And I start to feel
I doubted you.
That's okay. I mean, I'm slightly insulted. Don't rob me of that third squat. I get to the third one and I kind of lower, you know, you lower your ass down and you start to feel that ever so familiar cold and warm splatter of period blood in your underwear where you just know I'm bleeding. So I went to the girl and
this
I was like,
over.
Hey, Camp Gladiator Ultimate, I have to go home. And she's like stupid excited to be there. She's pumped and she's like, oh my God, why? And I was like,
I hate you.
I'm bleeding and everything. And she said, oh, okay, we'll just go home, get changed, take a shower, and then you can just come back.
Uh-uh.
And I was like, yeah, I'll definitely see you in like 20 minutes. I did not. I went home, I changed, and then sat on my couch. Yeah, sat on my couch, probably got a bag of potato chips and a Diet Coke. And
watched The Greatest Warrior. What is it?
I
Great
just
American
watched
Race.
Biggest Loser.
The Biggest Loser. There you go.
The Amazing Race?
Amazing Race.
There you go. Yeah.
I just know that they hop over things.
They hop over things.
They do a lot of shit.
I mean, there's a lot of trivia in them.
Okay, what
like
am I talking
and traveling.
About? What's that one? The Ninja Warrior.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it's actually called, but I do know what you're referring to.
Okay, cool. Good. But yeah, so those are some great excuses to get out shit. Your esophagus getting torn wide open.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, it hurt
real
fucking bad.
It got ripped right open?
Yeah, like through my actual neck skin.
Uh-huh.
You could see chicken sandwich. And that's why I'm vegetarian.
Chicken filet sandwich. So, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. But pretty much this is just gonna be about some excuses, but we have some particular ones here for you today.
Yeah.
From our handy dandy, not notebook, but list.
iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, this is from a website called Modern Rogue. We're going to give credit where credit is due from an article.
Here we go.
By Mr. Ian Forte. Or Forte.
Ian Forte Hands.
Ian Forte Hands. But he did all of our work for us, and we're just going to read his work, and he created this nice little list, and we're going to read it to you about some famous people and the excuses they've used to get out of shit.
So, do you want to start with your favorite one?
Yes, okay. So, my main man, Woody Harrelson, when he was filming my favorite movie, not favorite movie, but like one of my favorites of his, I do love it. Zombieland. So, while he was filming Zombieland, I guess he got pretty into his role and had some PTSD from this shit and seeing all these zombies coming out of nowhere. So, back in 2009, he was at LaGuardia in New York, the airport thing. And this was the first mistake. It was a TMZ photographer. So, you know, you just shouldn't work for TMZ. Probably because I'm sure you're obnoxious. And so I fully back Woody Harrelson on this.
Yeah.
Because it says that this photographer came in camera blazing. And Woody was not down for that. So he punched this man promptly in the face. Well, I guess he kind of face pushed this photographer. And then he said, I thought it was a zombie. his inner Tallahassee came out, and he came to destroy this motherfucking camera-wielding zombie, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. And you know what? People took that excuse.
And it says that he basically, his excuse was that he was method acting for Zombieland and was still in Tallahassee zone, quote unquote.
Tallahassee zone. That's what I'm going to call
mm-hmm.
every time I punch somebody in the face now. Oh, sorry. I was in my Tallahassee zone.
Is that common?
Yes.
Just punching people in the face?
It is. I actually have a giant fear of punching people in the face. I'm very afraid that their whole face will, like, cave in. I've had several dreams. It's terrifying.
It won't.
Well.
You have small hands.
I do. But they're strong.
Strong enough to push someone's entire face in?
They might be. What if they have a not sturdy face?
They have a sturdy face.
I'm
pretty sure.
It's happened in my dreams. Could happen in real life.
That means it's real.
That's right. Okay, next.
This one's one that I'm a big fan of. Tennis star Dennis Mitchell. I'm sorry, track star.
I was like, fuck, you did tennis?
I fucked up my reading. Track star Dennis Mitchell.
Same thing.
Basically, he was a track and field star, and he was competing in the Olympics.
Already better than me.
In 1998, he competed and won silver. So, at some point, he was basically getting tested for performance enhancement drugs. And
steroids.
That's right. That would be the word. And his levels of testosterone were at twice the normal level. And his excuse was, listen, guys, I'm not doing steroids. I was just fucking my wife last night. Because it was her birthday, and I gave it to her, like, four times, and it increased my testosterone to twice the normal amount. He said, basically, yeah, he just said he'd been fucking his wife, hit some birthday sex, got his testosterone all up.
She came half a time.
That's right. He came four times.
Probably a fifth while she watched.
Oh, God.
And he was just like, sit here. I got this.
Sit. Don't worry about it. he had five beers and then rocked his wife's world no less than four times.
He probably
instantly don't
that.
Believe this.
Yeah, no. He probably did have five beers, yes. And
yes.
Then he probably
passed
fucked
out
a pillow
halfway through.
For about half of it.
I want to know, there are a few questions to be raised. I fucking hate body pillows. Have I ever told you my opinions on body pillows?
No.
I fucking hate them. I hate them.
They're so cuddly.
Shut the fuck up.
What am I supposed to do?
I hate them so much.
I don't have any friends.
They creep me out.
Oh, because it's another human in your bed.
Basically.
I feel safe.
Not me. Nope. But my question is, at what number of fucking does your testosterone begin to hit twice the level?
3.75. That's my final answer.
Oh, well then, yeah. I mean, this seems legit then.
Yeah.
Does not seem like an excuse.
Because, yeah, guess what? They took that excuse.
They
motherfucking
did.
Olympic committee panel board was like, oh, yeah, okay, I get you.
Yeah.
I rock my wife's world once a night, too.
Yeah.
And really none at all, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that strange buzzing I hear coming from the bathroom afterwards?
Oh, my God.
She's just brushing her teeth for a long time.
That's just a really great sonic hair. So.
She is very satisfied afterwards.
Apparently, he did get banned from the competition for 2 years by the IAAF. I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I was trying to sing.
So, that's good news.
IAAF. I thought you said IFFA.
Nope. IAAF.
International Farmers
for America. I figured that's what you thought it was.
And also track stars. Oh, God. Okay. Anyways. So, next one on our list is Charles Barkley, and I'm going to be honest, I don't know who he is.
He's a basketball player.
Basketball player.
And I'll tell you why I know that. because I don't know sports at all.
Me neither.
But I know it because I was listening to another podcast in which they talk about the film Look Who's Talking Now.
The babies.
That's right. And the dogs. And basically, apparently the little girl in that movie, played by Roseanne, decides...
That blows my mind.
This is pre-Ambien Roseanne. decides that she wants to learn how to fly. And her whole reason behind making this her life goal is that she saw Charles Barkley fly in on the television, apparently.
Was he good at dunking?
No, apparently not.
Then why
That's
why
not what
was
he was
flying?
Known for. I don't... Michael Jordan wouldn't be in it. I don't fucking know.
Michael Jordan. He's better in every way. I know him.
Well, he didn't have this gold excuse that Charles Barkley has.
That's true.
Go ahead.
Well, we got to give him some props because in 2008, Charles Barkley was driving his Infiniti SUV.
It's always an asshole in an Infiniti.
There we go. Anyways, through Scottsdale. Hey, I'll be there. I'll be there in a little less than a month. At 1:30 in the morning, and he was pulled over by a police officer because he did a California stop and or a rolling stop at 10 miles an hour, so really he just didn't stop.
Just driving.
He just drove through a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Not even sure why they threw in that rolling stop, because he didn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
But he was rushing to go pull over to this side of the road so he could promptly get a blowjob. Yeah, so we at least got to give him props for pulling over, because I feel like I've heard of too many people have gotten in accidents and they've, like, died. And or the dick has been bitten off. Yeah, they get in accidents.
Did you say you know people?
No, I don't know people. Oh. I just heard these stories where, like, one time they were getting some roadhead, and they got in an accident because the guy got too distracted.
All right.
And then they crashed, and, I mean, I'm sure my jaw would clench down, too.
If they crashed? Yeah.
Yeah, if I was in an accident. Come right off.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, that's so
cool. That's more terrifying than the face caving in.
Yes, it is. So, don't punch people in the face. Don't suck dicks.
I will say...
I'm just kidding. Just not on the road.
Yeah.
Pull over, like Charles Barkley. But, hey, come to a stop at that stop sign first.
That's my question, is, like, so... Was he already, like, dick out, ready
he
for these pee-pee kisses? And just, like, he was like, well, wait, I know my dick is out already, but just, let me pull over.
Just, you know, rub a little bit till we get safely to this sidewalk.
Sidewalk?
Well, you park
you
next to it.
Pulling over on sidewalks, Caitlin?
You pull next to it. Anyways, so the cop is like, wow.
Let me pull into this Taco Bell parking lot. Give me a quick blow, Jay.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened there several times, probably a million. This cop comes over and is like, yeah, you didn't stop at that stop sign. He goes, hey, wait, but officer, man to man, dick to dick. I was
so
about to get a blow job.
Now?
Yeah. You don't say dick to dick?
You don't.
I'm pretty sure.
Dick
I'm
not
pretty
a common
sure
phrase. I've heard
males
it.
Say dick to dick.
Ginny to Ginny. Here's the deal.
I was about to get a blowjob. I was going to get some roadhead, but I was going to be safe about it. You have to... Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I'm Charles Barkley. I don't fly.
But apparently,
and I'm about to get some roadhead.
I did fight Godzilla.
That... Okay. I would have let him go.
You are welcome.
I would have said, I understand. Please carry on, Sir Charles Barkley. However, you didn't fight those little aliens.
That's right.
Space Jam.
That's right. So fuck you.
Yeah, because Space Jam is another one of my favorites. I have both Zombieland and Space Jam on my DVD shelf right here behind me.
That's good.
So we'll take pictures of that for y'all. And
yep.
When we say that, we will not.
Yep.
So don't expect them. You're
all
welcome.
True.
Anyways, oh yes, it does say that they referred to it as amorous mouth relations. And obviously because of that, there's no time for a full stop. But the law is still the law, and Sir Barkley was still arrested. Thank God, because that's a bullshit excuse, even though he did fight Godzilla.
Yeah, like...
You deserve to be arrested.
Didn't work. So what I'm hearing is the excuse of, I fucked my wife four times.
Works.
So I'm not on drugs. works. But the fact that you're pulling over to get your blowJ did not work.
And he was telling the truth. It wasn't even arrested. An excuse. That's right. He was like, look, officer, this was a very important moment. And, yeah.
Need to get my dick wet. Sorry, it's already out.
Officer's like, sir, can you please put that away?
Sir, put your fucking dick away.
He goes, no.
Right now.
Welcome to the party. You're going to suck it too. And next.
So this one's a little more upsetting.
Yeah, and this by one's that, just I mean, sad.
Pretty upsetting. So apparently,
never been on the television before.
Fuck you. Derek McGlone.
McGlone.
Do you know how much I love that fucking video of that kid?
This is one of my favorites.
Apparently.
He was on Ellen.
I know. That's how he got his start, Caitlin.
I should have said something like that when I was a kid. God. Ellen.
Meanwhile, I was just probably saying fuck and shit. I was saying things like calling my sister a dickhead and getting in trouble because I watched Liar Liar.
I would push my brothers into electric fences.
Jesus.
Yeah, they hate me.
You know. Okay. So Darren McGlone, he was a music teacher in Scotland, and he had decided, he had kind of just stopped going to work for a while. He was regularly calling off.
Everyone at calling Starbucks.
Calling in, there we go. And making up excuses, you know, you're sick, someone's dead, I don't fucking know.
Don't use someone's dead.
You should not. It's That's dangerous. Terrible. It's irresponsible.
Karma.
To say someone is ill or to use another person for your own excuse.
Only lie about yourself. Say you're dead first.
Yeah. Say you're dead.
This is my ghost contacting you from beyond the grave.
One of the ones that he used was that he was, quote unquote, being held at bay by a cloud of ash from an Icelandic volcano.
Bullshit.
Yeah, nope.
Was the rest of the school held at bay? Because I'm sure you lived close enough.
I don't know where Iceland is in relation to Scotland.
I'm pretty sure it's like 40,000 miles away.
Can we get a check on that? Can we check on how close Iceland is to Scotland? Dun, 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 fact check. While we check that, that's we'll add that in. We'll sample that. Check. Dun, 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 fact check.
There we go. See? Catchy.
So, you're not wrong. So, I guess that worked, maybe. I don't know. But that's not the point of this one. The big one is he had used all of his excuses, so many excuses, that he then got to the point. Oh.
1,233 kilometers. I don't know what the fuck kilometers.
Can you tell me what that is in miles?
Yeah.
Come on.
Or give me hours.
Welcome to America.
In Texas, we measure things in hours. How long does it take to get there?
Also, how far can volcano...
766. Miles. I was close.
40,000. You were not correct.
That volcano was not getting into Scotland.
No.
Liar, liar. I've never lived.
Oh my God. I've never lived near a volcano, but I can't imagine it would travel that far. But
I went to Hawaii right when that volcano, the volcanic floor dropped while we were at the Volcano National Park. And like 3 days later, that shit started erupting. It was wild.
Did y'all get an alert on your phone?
No, we left, like, the day after that.
The accident button?
I wish.
No, I meant, like...
Oh, like, when they sent out that false one?
That's right.
Yeah. Missiles?
That's right.
That was scary.
That's right, also.
Fuck this place.
Anywho.
Let's go to Iceland.
Yeah.
Their volcanoes will warn us much more in advance.
We can go to Scotland, where it's just the ash that you have to deal with, and not the actual volcano.
And then you can use bullshit excuses.
Yeah.
Anyways,
McGlone ran out of excuses and one day decided, I don't really feel like going to work. I've got it. Hey guys, I can't come to work today. I ran over a little girl. Keep in mind, this man is a teacher also.
Of little girls.
I don't know that it was exclusively little girls.
It was an all-girls school.
But that's...
Not true. That's not true.
Not inaccurate.
Could be.
He even went as far as to describe the feeling of the car tires crushing her to death. So
he's definitely done this before.
And a heads up, he did not actually run over a little girl at all. It was straight up just something he made up that morning when he was laying in bed, probably trying to decide what video game to play, trying to decide how to be an asshole. And
in his parents' basement. Said,
that's right. And he was like, oh, that's right, I have to go to work. Wait, guys, I hit a kid. I hit a kid with my car.
This is what her bones sounded like.
That's right. I want to know, like, what happened in your life that you can go as far as to describe what bones sound like hitting under a car?
He has hit one too many skunks. Do they have skunks in Scotland?
I don't know. I don't know what their wildlife is like.
They have hairy coos.
Excuse me?
Highland cattle.
Excuse me?
They're the cutest little ponies. I mean, cows you've ever seen. I have a picture of one. I'll show you.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I'll find it. You continue telling me about Mr. McLone.
So he received a 12-month reprimand against his name in the teaching register.
Fired, you know?
Yeah, like I feel like here you would get fired for that. And then, like, slammed on television. Oh, that is cute. We should get one of these.
I want one, too. Let's have a farm.
Buy one together. Yep. So, like, I feel like you would get fired here, and then, like your face slapped all over the news.
Yes.
Parents, like, here. Teacher pretends to kill child to get out of work.
Oh, yeah. That'd be front page. Never mind whatever in the world is happening with our government or the rest of the world. New York Times put that shit front and center.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to just put some media sound blast. Sorry.
So that is McLone. It's just insane.
Yeah. The parents here in Texas would never put up with that shit. No. My parents, of my children that I teach, hello babies, I had to give him a shout out. Time to feed my babies. You all know that video.
Hi, kids. Let me talk shit about your parents real quick.
Just kidding. I love most of your parents. I'll let you figure out who I don't. Anyways, moving on.
Go on.
Last.
Yep.
But not least, Boris Johnson, a.k.a. the British Trump.
That's right.
Looks pretty much exactly like him.
Yep.
He, I guess, was at a party once and was offered some cocaine. Mm-hmm. But don't worry. He did not partake in the cocaine. the cocaine. Because as he was going to snort it, he sneezed. And none of it actually got into his nasal cavity. And then also, it was probably just powdered sugar. That's what he said. So I guess he was trying to get out of stuff way, 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 way later on down the line. And people were like, yo, but what about that one time you did cocaine at a party? And he goes, oh, no, no, no. I didn't do cocaine. I just sneezed it out, and it was powdered sugar. I was baking some cookies. Blew right out of there. He blew right out. If it didn't touch my nose, it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. So when I hear this, it reminds me of This Is the End.
Oh, yes, yes.
And when Michael Cera goes up to, Fogel from Superbad / McLovin, as most people know him as, and he says something like, hey, does this cocaine smell funny? And he just blows it in his face. And the kid who plays Fogel is like, I've never done fucking cocaine before. And Michael Cera's character, Michael Cera, is just like,
love him.
You're about to have the best night of your life. And it cracks me up every time.
They stole that idea from
this guy.
From Boris. is that his name?
I
already forgot.
Yeah, Boris Johnson.
They stole that idea from him, so.
If only they had just then scraped the fake cocaine off of McLovin's face and then thrown it into a blender to make some icing.
Yes. Mixing bowl.
So he starts off. That's right. You don't throw you don't do that with a blender.
You don't blend it.
Yep.
That's when you make smoothies.
We'll just cut that out. We'll just cut that out.
One time I made soup in a blender.
Cocaine soup.
I made cocaine soup.
Oh, that's real nice.
Let's make that right now.
All right.
Oh, But speaking of snorting things, back in the day, I used to snorted the Lucas salts. Whole fucking math book lengths of them, too. Back in fifth grade, I went hard. Got that beer salt, and I'd line it up on my math books. And then I would just snort that shit right up. And I figured out just recently that that's probably why I have a deviated septum.
100%. That's
because
why.
I did it a lot. And I would also drink soda through my nose a lot, too.
What?
Because I like the way it tickled my brain.
And then I would throw some Mentos up into my nostrils.
And just watch my head explode.
And then I'd call into work.
Yes, exactly. I'd say, oh, sorry, I can't come in today.
I'm dead.
I have Mentos and Coke coming out of my nose and every orifice because I'm a human volcano. Tied all together with a nice little bow.
Real good.
Anyways, yeah. So
when did you?
That's how I...
Soda.
Soda, yeah. I would, like, go to the McDonald's.
But please don't say soda, yeah. Like, you didn't do that?
You didn't?
No.
I'd also do it with lemonade.
Did you even
drink water through your nose?
No.
You never drink anything through your nose.
No.
You should try it.
I think I've smoked a cigarette through my nose. Oh. Like, I've, like, inhaled my cigarette
through my nose.
Well,
oh, like,
I don't know.
Oh, we're talking secondhand smoke.
I don't. When I say kid,
did you hold it
I
up
mean,
to your nostril?
No, oh. When I say kid, I mean like my 20s. Like, yes, I was old enough to smoke, young enough to still be an idiot about it.
Yes.
So I did. Yeah, I've smoked my cigarette through my nose before, just because that's a fun party trick, I guess.
Yeah.
But like as a child,
so soda.
I remember the kids who. No, soda's not. I remember. Seeing those kids snorting Lucas off their math books and knowing that my mom would not let me hang out with them.
Sorry, Mom.
Just knowing, like, those are bad kids.
Bad kids. Here we are.
They're going to be in jail.
I am in jail.
Right now. This
my mind.
Podcast is coming to you from jail.
From jail. But, yeah, so that's how I have a deviated septum. I thought I hit myself in the face too many times with Color Guard. But they did tell me this
sleep.
The first time I got my septum pierced. Second time, though, the guy was like, yo, I have to pierce this crooked because your septum's deviated. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Looked it up, and I was like, I didn't break my nose. But I snorted too much Lucas.
But I did snort a lot of very coarse salt through my nose.
Yeah, so it probably ate right through that little cartilage.
Yeah, and then I threw some soda pop in there.
Just make it extra bubbly.
Lemonade, just to
all
literally
the things
put
it
lemon,
literally eat.
Squirt lemon into my wound.
And then I put salt in it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, again.
That's real good, bud.
Bookend it. Start, end with salt.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life today, too.
Oh, God.
I love salt. I'm going to die of salt overdose.
Like, lately I've been drinking my beers through my nose.
Let's try it right now.
Please do.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to do
we're
this.
We're going to live.
Live.
Put Shiner Cheer through
on.
My nose. Hold on. I got to put a napkin under my neck. I need a straw. Oh, God.
I'm not sure why I let Caitlin snort a beer, but we did have to pause for her to recover. Back to the episode.
Beer up your nostrils, not a good idea.
Not as good as soda, lemons, and salt.
No. None of, just don't do any of those. Take it from me.
Things
don't I'm wise.
Go up your nose. Other than... Cocaine,
fingers.
That you sneeze out,
oh.
Piercings, possibly confectioner sugar.
Yes, we could try that too.
That's all. I will video that as well.
Okay, I think I'm out. I tried to make icing.
Oh, that's right.
Just have brown sugar.
You told me about that.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I think that wraps up the excuses that we have today.
But. We got some things to take care of.
It's true, because this podcast took us 6 months to get together.
Yes, we alluded to that in the beginning and then never told you about it.
That's right. Go ahead.
Well, we had this idea a long time ago and...
Been telling all our friends about it.
And they keep going, when the fuck are you actually coming out with this shit? And we go, well, listen here. Well, sometimes we just don't want to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There was one day where I straight up told her, I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah.
And then we're also busy as fuck.
Yeah.
I have 4 jobs. You do a lot of shit too. Have
1 job. All right. So, you know, do we want to discuss what happened?
The first episode. This is a welcome to episode 1, but also
1.5.
Because we had a great first run, which
we did.
Maybe some day way down the line, whenever
we'll release on a Patreon.
Yeah, we'll release it on a Patreon, and then you'll hate us. Because my cat, while I do love her so much, Kiki, she's screaming in the background the entire fucking time. She doesn't shut up for a single second.
No.
The whole time I was like, I can get through this, I can get through this. And I was like, this is annoying me. And I live with her. I was like, I can never listen to this.
Tried really hard to get it out. Tried really hard to cut out like the moments of just pure silence other than meow. But the ones where she's screaming.
Meow.
While we're talking, that is harder to cut out because you'll get half a podcast, if that much.
Yeah. Or none of it. At that point, we had about 3 minutes of uncut, like just of where she wasn't talking.
Yeah, maximum.
So apparently she thought this was the Kiki show, and it's not. So she's locked in her bedroom, like the bad little fatty she is.
Mm-hmm. But that's where we're at on why it's taken about 6 months and why it took an extra week after we had announced that we would be dropping this, last week.
Yeah.
We then had to reschedule.
And then reschedule again.
Uh-huh.
And then also maybe a third time?
Yes.
Yes, 3 times.
To get this done. And we also had to recruit Ryan to help us with producing, I guess is the word we're looking for.
Because we're unorganized.
Yeah, making us not sound like garbage, mainly. So that's what's taken us so long to get this out, Andy, since you pointed it out to me today while I was in Starbucks getting my drink.
This is all your fault. Andy, literally all of this is you.
There's that. We've got that. This week, my goal is to figure out how to get it onto Apple Podcasts.
Anyways, that's our excuse.
Mm-hmm.
For not having this podcast about excuses out a long ass time ago. We promise we won't make a habit of it. And I'm not going to keep that promise.
Yeah, it's like, please don't make promises for
but
me.
But we do hope for this to be a weekly podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually have guests. And possibly, if y'all have some wild excuses that you've been given, have given, heard somebody else give, your grandma gave when she was 12, any of those, or when she was 80, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to hear all the excuses your grandmother gave. Then write those in. We do have an email.
That's right. Our email is whatsyourexcusepodcast@gmail.com.
So that way, maybe eventually we can read them on the show and then possibly make it a two times a week. Is that bi-weekly? No, that means every other week, right?
Does bi-weekly mean 2 weeks? Does bi-weekly mean every 2 weeks?
I think so. Okay, so we want to
double weekly. Bi-weekly.
Or bi-weekly with the small ones where we read your stories, and then every week with this big one.
Yeah. Either one.
It doesn't. Everyone's here for the big. We just need your support. We need you to follow us on our social media platforms. We have Facebook. It is called What's Your Excuse Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can find us there, like us there, rate and review us. I'm pretty sure you can leave stars on there and put 5 stars. Okay? There's only one option. And then we also have an Instagram, and that is just all one word. No uppercase or lowercase. It's all lowercase.
Yep, it's all lowercase. No letters.
No letters.
It's just empty. It's a space bar, and that's it.
It's just What's Your Excuse Podcast.
Uh-huh.
And
make
you'll
sure
see
follow us.
Our logo there and then our beautiful faces.
Yeah. You'll see a few photos from our first round of recording this.
Where it didn't work.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that'll be fun. You can follow us there. Email us. We don't really have Twitter right now because neither of us are Twitter savvy.
Yeah.
So we'll work on that in the future. But at least follow us on those main 2 ones. And
send us your emails.
Send us your emails. And then also rate and review us on iTunes. Because that is how we become relevant, because we're not relevant. It's not like we can stay relevant yet.
Yeah.
Make us relevant. Yeah. Rate, review, subscribe. 5 stars only, please.
And download.
Download it. Yeah, yeah. So,
I think that's about...
That's all I got.
That's it. That's all we got. I'm
fresh out of ideas and excuses.
So, all right. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.